Here we are. It's RPP 98.7, and I'm here with Lee, and we're gonna be having a ball today.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday.
Woohoo!
You are here with us today for Your Story Counts, where we look at people's stories, we listen, we share, we laugh, we might cry. That's all good though. Today we've got such an awesome guest with us who we'll introduce soon. Max on.
Woohoo. But before we do, what have you been up to?
Well, you know, when I try and dissect my week, Nan, all I can think about is how many kilometres I'm driving around in the car, because at the moment, mothering for me means mum's taxi. I've got three kids, three different directions.
Oh, it's that stage.
It's unbelievable. So I'm getting quite good at, living out of my car at the moment. How about you?
Your little caravan.
Absolutely.
Yeah, as long as you got water, that's what I always do, and snacks.
Yes, of course.
Oh, my
and
God.
Healthy snacks, absolutely.
Yeah, as soon as you pick them up from school, they're just like, a bear with a sore head.
Yes, they
where's the food?
They're hangry,
Yes.
They're very much looking for food. So I can't actually really even tell you what I've done the last 7 days except do some K's on the road and cheer kids on at sidelines of sporting events and whatever.
Yep.
How about you? What have you been up to?
Hey, but come on, we know you do more than that. I was down at F45 this morning. And you were already there, so you've been up since 5 running your gym?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Well, early bird gets the worm, so. And I didn't see any worms. they were called burpees, but I wanted to make sure I was revved up and ready to go for our hour this morning.
Hey, you know what? So many people keep asking me, like, what is F45? It's so funny. And I'm like, I try and explain it, but I don't explain it very well. How would you explain
F45? Well, the technical F45, it's what it stands for, is functional F45, 45 minutes. So what we do is lots of high intensity interval training over a 45 minute period, perfect for people that are busy, which is basically everybody on the planet at the moment.
That's it. Yep.
And we get in there, we do our workout, and we get out and we get on it with our day. So it's a fantastic thing to be involved in.
Yeah, fabulous. We're week into 8 week challenge, isn't that right?
Or is it
2 weeks? I think it's only
as
one
in
week.
We, you and me.
Yeah. I got the little red band. Yeah. You get this band and it reminds you. And you should really wear it 24/7. You are on the 8 week challenge.
Every time I want chocolate, I just whack the band on my wrist a little slap.
Yep. No.
So it works
not
well.
Not today.
Works well.
Hey, I want to start our show with the beginning of a big adventure for one of our very talented local musicians. Max on. If you want to just have a listen to this, this is her own rendition of Delta Goodrum's Wings. Let's go. Woohoo!
Wow.
Max on, welcome.
Hi.
Great to have you on RPP.
No, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for supporting Your Story Counts. So we really appreciate you coming in today.
It's amazing. Thanks for having me.
Can't wait to hear your story.
Yeah. So yeah, look, that's for us. Obviously, your story started, 28 years ago. But for us, I guess we got to be exposed to you as a result of that song. How does it feel listening back on that song now?
I have not heard that in a long time, probably since it was aired. I probably went, I'm never listening to that again, as all artists do. I think it's just a scary thing to revisit that sort of stuff and things that you've done before, because you grow and you learn so much from those experiences that, I just forgot about it for a second. Mm. But it's still really cool.
It really
to hear
is. It grows on you. I mean, it's interesting, isn't it, that, of course, Delta did this, beautiful song, but you just put your own unique kind of esoteric bend to it that just made it sort of feel a lot deeper. What was the inspiration behind doing that? I mean, I know I'm taking you back in time, but
no, that's okay. I remember that part quite clearly. Actually, I was listening to the song on the radio. I don't listen to the radio very often, so I heard that song on the radio, and I'm very much a melody person. So the way I write everything sort of is inspired by melody, and so hearing that song, I kind of just wanted to strip it back to its raw form, and the way it was probably written was probably just her at a piano. And singing the way she does so beautifully.
Mm,
so I took that back, and then I kind of just, my style of stuff has a bit of soul and a bit of swing to it, so I kind of just wanted to put those elements in.
Mm,
that was all,
you
really.
You very much achieved that. What did you say to each other after that moment?
Oh, gosh.
Where it was obviously very impromptu, And you two look like you're in flow. You know,
yeah.
I often think about what, when we see people performing, and you can really tell when they're in flow. You were there. So what
yeah,
did you say to each other?
We seem to connect really well performing together, but we didn't really get much of a chance to speak to each other properly. I think she was just excited to have a go at the version, so that was quite cool. She got up and sang with me and had a go at my kind of version of her song, which was weird, but it was good. It was good fun. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'd love to hear a little bit more about that, actually, you know, a little bit further into the show. So, you know, you grew up down here, is that right?
Yes, I did grow up down here. Peninsula girl, born and raised.
Yeah.
It seems to be a massive, a lot of talented, creative people.
What is that?
Peninsula is the best place to live in Australia. But it seems to be that we are completely surrounded by creatives.
Something in the water.
There's something in the water, you're right. And athletes as well.
Yeah.
And, you know,
just everybody really excelling, you know. Mm. And what an amazing place to live, what an amazing place to grow up and sort of use as your baseline.
It is, yeah. It's a beautiful place.
So I guess thinking back on your childhood, usually you have a setup, don't you, where your whole family's into music.
Mm. You know, not the case for me.
I know, that's the thing. I mean, you know, I'm lucky enough that I'm going to get an interview with Kate Sperano, and I know that, you know, she just has grown up with music. You know, it was in her blood from day one. It was in her environment from day one. But you weren't in that same position, were you?
I wasn't, no. My family, we hardly ever had music on in the house, I don't even think. I mean, we had radio on going to school and things, but, yeah, music wasn't really a part of course,
yes.
Probably. but yeah, we didn't really have music around the house, and my whole family, my immediate family, I do have cousins that can sing as well, which, so it's somewhere in the line, but my immediate family, I think they're all a bit tone deaf, sorry mum, dad.
okay, you know, singing's good anyway.
Oh, look.
How did you actually come to know that you had a gift of this sort?
I don't know if there was ever a moment where it was like, you know, I'm going to be a singer. It was just something that I loved to do, and something that I always, there was never anything else from the moment I could speak that resonated with me. It was always singing, and I wanted to play the piano, and then it was, I want to write songs. And yeah, it just was all a natural kind of progression to now. So yeah. I believe it's just something that's in you that you just have to do, you know.
So do you think it's more of a soul thing or a genetic thing? So in kinesiology, you know, we talk about the fact that, you know, it can be a genetic disposition, or it can be just that personality in you that just drives you forward, you know, that's beyond anything else.
I'd say soul. I'd say definitely. Soul.
Sure.
Definitely something that drives you.
I mean, that's what I picked up on. I mean, you know, it was funny because I obviously heard you on The Voice with my little one. And we were sitting there, and we were both so inspired by, you know, what you did, and the courage you must have had to get up there and sing that to Delta. Can you imagine? And, you know, and then the harmony, and Em, of course, adores singing herself. So it was just that moment that we were cuddled up on the couch just going, wow, you know.
Aww, that's
what
so
a girl,
nice. Thank
you know.
You.
which was really special for us. But then I saw you actually at the Mount Eliza Festival.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I didn't even know that the two were linked at all. I just know that I
Who's
sat
this
there.
Redhead?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure. And I remember, and it was a boiling hot day. I don't know if you were at the Mount Eliza Festival, but it was 35 scorching. It wasn't just 35
day.
Night. It was scorching.
Yeah.
You know, there was...
I wore pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For performing,
yeah.
Possibly not for the
moment.
Nope.
You know, and of course, with all that, there was some technical issues, I think, with the drumming.
Yeah,
or something.
There was no drum kit
there
on
was no
stage.
Drum kit.
Yeah,
that was
so
hilarious.
That,
yeah. Went, okay.
Okay.
Good,
well, my drummer got up and played a tambourine for our
right.
set.
That's
yeah.
right. There was
totally improvised.
Right
yep.
There.
I mean, he's amazing. He can do anything. So.
But you know, you got up in front of this, you know, crowd that was scorched, and you know, I just saw in you this energy and this colour, even under those circumstances, you know, you were pulling from something else. And that's why I thought I'd love to have you on the show, because
thank you.
That's the magic, isn't it?
Like, yeah.
That's why you do it.
Exactly. It's exactly why I do it. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So anyway, so then you talked to me a little bit about when we were chatting about the fact that, you know, you came from down here, but you started taking yourself a little bit more seriously with your music. and you found yourself at Turek College to finish VCE, yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, so I did most of my schooling at a public school, a co-ed school, and then I it was basically because of the music I wanted to learn a little bit more and challenge myself a little bit more, and it might not seem like a big step, but I did my VCE at Turek College in Mount Eliza, and it was a big step for me. I wasn't not much of a I love people, but I'm not good with kind of meeting people and making friends, and at that stage, you know, I wasn't. Yeah. So it took me actually a whole year to like settle in, and it was my teachers who kind of I really learned a lot from. They were amazing. Yeah
great. Oh, yeah. I mean, a beautiful setting.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's stunning place, beautiful environment, learnt a lot there, and it's probably set the tone for the rest of my
time.
Yeah.
And that sort of touches a bit though on the courage thing as well. Yeah. So Nan just talked about the courage that you would have needed to get up on national television and do your thing, but also equally the ordinary, extraordinary courage that it takes to actually put yourself in a different environment because of your passion. You know, you know where you want to go and what you want to do and what environment might help you shape that. How do you grab that courage? What do you do?
I have no idea. I mean, even today, and you girls are amazing and making me feel right at home. But, you know, every kind of public outing is actually a scary thing for me. So, but I don't know. I love music. I love singing. And that's kind of, I guess, the whole drive behind getting here and, you know, or being doing television, you know.
It is a really difficult thing, though, for introverted people or people who are a little quieter in their personality. When they've got such an amazing talent bursting inside of them, and then how do they actually get that out to the world? It's those strategies, and you know, of course, often the loudest kind of get the attention. So.
It's true. Yeah, those
very
extroverts.
True, yeah,
those extroverts are hard work, aren't they? Hey,
we're not all that. But I can imagine, though, I've often reflected on, you know, just the inner journey that's required to. Really make the most of the opportunities perhaps that are in front of you and to get your music and your soul to others.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a difficult process, but at the end of the day, it's definitely the music that helps you get through. Yeah.
Speaking of which, so we have your first, big EP coming out, which is just fantastic. Yeah. Once you actually download it, you won't stop listening to it. It's very addictive. It's called New World. Could you tell me a little bit about, you know, what was the energy behind that particular song? Because I'd love to play it.
Oh, the first track, New World. New World's about, for me, just like a new journey and a new revolution in myself and my world and my musical world. And it was the beginning of the Maxim story, I guess. So it's only a year ago that the whole Maxim project began. So, yeah, it's the beginning of that.
All right, well, let's have a listen.
Wow, that was Max on with Solid Gold. That's just an amazing track.
Thank you.
Tell me about it.
that song is really just a message of unconditional love, human strength and change. And it was the first single we released from the EP last year. Just because I think it was probably the most kind of, I guess, radio friendly, easy listening track, but also just because it was probably one of my favorites. And we did a video for it as well. I don't
Beautiful.
Know if you girls have seen the video.
Absolutely.
Which I had to learn the whole song in reverse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So what was the process to do that? Because I can imagine that's like speaking backwards.
It is speaking backwards, yeah. Like, and to this day I go to sleep remembering how to sing that song backwards, and it does my head in every night before
so
bed.
It doesn't actually put you to sleep, it keeps you awake.
It's a very difficult process, but a whole lot of fun, and watching it back is quite funny, and watching people's reactions is funny because they're not quite sure what's going on.
Yes.
And they realize that it's all done in reverse. So it's
amazing,
quite funny. Yeah.
Amazing. I'm always curious with a beautiful song like that. That's the finished product. I want to know, how long does something like that take? Where does the gutsy kind of inspiration, that the initial inspiration come from to start to put pen to paper and harmonize and do all those things, and then you've got your finished product? We only see that shining, beautiful product at the end.
Yeah, we don't see the
story. The story really is about, okay, How do you get there? What are the steps for you?
I think every song can be quite different, but mostly for me, like I think I've mentioned before already, that I'm all about melody. So I guess for me, melody kind of comes to me, and then I kind of get down at the piano and I kind of put that together, and then whatever kind of emotion is connected to that melody, that's where the kind of ideas for the lyrics come. And then often I'll sit down with my partner, who helps me actually kind of piece the puzzle together. Mostly because I struggle with words, and so the making the song kind of sound the way I want it to. So we work together on that, and then we kind of demo the ideas together, and then I've got my band who come in and put, you know, their two cents in as well, which is really cool, because I think a lot of solo artists kind of have these session players, but I've got these musicians around me that really kind of put in their, you know, their sound as well. So the whole Maxon sound becomes our sound. It's not really just my sound. So yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a good process.
What's your favorite part of that process?
It's the initial melody. It's the writing. Because it comes to you, and it's something you get so excited about. I don't know, or just very, very emotional about it, and it's sort of like a release in a way, because it comes to you, and then you sing it, and it's a release.
What's it like hearing your work back then? We chatted about the song you hadn't heard before for a long time with Delta before, but you know, we were just talking while that song was on, and we're saying, oh gosh, as a creative person, it's actually sometimes difficult to hear your work back.
It is really hard sometimes to hear it back. It's nice to hear it back and go, oh, look what we've achieved. But then, like you said, it's like it's very vulnerable, and you're sharing it maybe with people for the first time who haven't heard it before, which is always the case, you know, as an independent artist and trying to get it around there. And it's been a year really since that release. So it's, I don't know, it's a scary thing hearing it back, but also a nice feeling that you've accomplished that, and that is what it is, and you're
beautiful.
You've moved on to something else as well. So,
And I think if you're an artist like that, you're quite lucky, aren't you? Because a lot of us just bottle it all up.
Yeah, I do.
You get to just sort of, you know, flash it out.
I mean, even whether it's beautiful painting or anything, you know, like any kind of creativity.
Free writing,
journaling. For sure. It's nice to have that creative outlet. Yeah.
Now we want to hear more about the voice,
the nitty gritty.
it's building, isn't it?
I can feel it's building. Yeah. I loved, Nan, that you said before. Really, that song was the start. But as you said, you know, that's 28 years of the start in the making, and you know, it reminds me of that old saying that it takes 20 years to become an overnight success. And as a fellow reality TV refugee. I presented on The Recruit for Foxtel Fox 8 for a couple of seasons, and it was really a baptism of fire for me, and learnt so much about unreality TV, really. It's such a fantastic platform of entertainment, and also being able to grow your brand and grow as a person, I guess. But there are aspects to reality TV that perhaps are more difficult than others. What did you find difficult?
I think for me the most difficult part was that, you know, it is a produced television show, and when you're being interviewed or being presented on TV in a show like The Voice, you're an amateur artist, and you're coming into the world as a new, you know, singer or whatever it may be. And that's probably the hardest thing for me, because I feel like I've had, I mean, small amounts of success, but my own levels of success, and I've worked so hard to get where I am that that part was quite difficult for me.
I imagine too that it's difficult as a creative. You know, you come in and you've been working as an independent artist, and then all of a sudden you've got scripts and a formula, and you've got 55 minutes of TV to make each week, week in, week out. Lots of people, lots of personalities, and so on. How did you look after yourself during that process?
That's a tough question, because I think you learn a lot while you're there. I think for me, letting go of that whole fact that it is a produce TV show and just being in the moment and not worrying about the all of that stuff and just trying to be yourself as much as you can. I think that's the most important thing if you're going to do something like that, just to let all of that stuff go and not worry you.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously I had my moments and I thought about it all afterwards, but, you know, like,
whatever will be.
Exactly, you know, and if it, you know, I wasn't on the show for very long, but I found that that was my time and that, you know, I just wanted to make the most of while I was there and, you know, I chose to do the show, so...
Yeah, and I think when we were chatting, you were saying that by the time you got up there to sing, I mean, being there at 7 o'clock in the morning, and by the time you got there, it was 11 o'clock.
It was about 11 o'clock. Yeah, yeah.
And that's intense.
Yeah, it was very intense.
And then to just turn it on out of nothing and give it that amount of your, you know, your heart and soul.
Yeah.
Was absolutely astounding, and then to come in with the harmonies and keep up with it, that's a part that I couldn't believe about you. I mean, it was a lot of people thought that it was already practiced or
I mean, there's obviously no time for those sorts of things. They're on a strict schedule, so and they need to make it look as natural and real as possible. So yeah, it's not scripted in that sense, but. Yeah,
you came in differently too. So the contestants were auditioning and so on, but you actually came in a bit differently. Can you talk to us a bit about that?
Yeah, I'm not actually sure of the complete process because I think apply online and there's this whole application process. But I was lucky enough that I'd put up my cover of Wings of Delta Goodrum's song on YouTube, and they found that and contacted me, which is really cool. Yeah.
Mm. Wow. That just shows it's worth putting, you know, your stuff out there.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Because you just never know what could happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm, fantastic. And, you know, what about Delta? Obviously, we're all curious. What's she like in real life? Like, I've heard her, obviously, on The Voice. We've all been listening to her music. I think I've watched her live with Cats. She is astounding.
Yeah, I didn't get to see Cats. Yeah. That's sad.
She was amazing.
Yeah, she's incredible.
She just took
it to
another level when she got up on that stage.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what was she like as a person?
Yeah, she's really cool. Like, I mean, I didn't get to spend that much time with her, sadly, but from what I did see, she's really passionate about that job, that role that she plays on the show. I think she really likes it. I mean, why else would she continue to do it? You know, as much as I think a lot of people bag her out quite often in the media, but she's really awesome. She's very passionate. She's an amazing singer and and off camera, just genuine, beautiful person. Yeah. Mm.
She seems like that, you know, and she's grown into herself, hasn't she?
Yeah,
she's been in the industry a long time.
A long time.
But you know what? Back to you.
That's your story.
Yeah.
We'll get Dazra on next week.
Yeah, she'll pop in and say hello. Now we've got another song on your new EP, which is New World. And this particular song is Nightingale. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Yeah, Nightingale. I mean, the whole EP really represents a message of love, but this particular song came to me because I was writing some music, and it was just after the passing of David Bowie, who I'm a huge fan of, and just that whole like not ever maybe hearing music from him again, like new music from him again, was really sad, and yeah, so that's kind of where the inspiration came from to start writing this song.
Here we go. Okay, let's have a listen. Here it is. Well, there you go. That is part of Maxon's new EP, New World. Absolutely fabulous and so easy to listen to. It just takes you to another place.
It really does. In fact, I think I was a bit lost in your song there for a minute. Where did you go? It's the Admiration Society in here this morning for sure.
It sure is.
And I love thinking about where did you go and then perhaps asking you, where are you going?
Yeah,
where do you want to go? Question. What's the dream? What's really the Maxon dream?
I keep saying this, you know, to be able to continue to perform, continue to sing and touch people's hearts, I think is my one goal, you know, like performing and sharing my voice with people. That's kind of, as long as I can continue doing that and be comfortable and make a living doing that, then, you know. I'm laughing.
I just keep seeing you in this beautiful castle. And I remember seeing Kate Malua at a Hampton Court Palace, and it was one of those summer's days in England where you go and have a picnic and you sit out in the, you know, the castle's gardens, and they've got beautiful wine, and everyone, you know, all the kids run around.
Sounds terrible.
And then about 8 o'clock you go in, and they've got the most incredible acoustics because it's just natural acoustics.
Yeah, the voice is just travelling through. Just,
through this old worldy kind of energy, and I just think your voice would love that. So that's what we're manifesting.
I would love
you.
Thank you.
You and your voice.
Somebody take me there.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to take yourself there, but but firstly, before you get to that, and we lose you forever to Europe. What's coming up for you, Maxon? What's on the horizon?
Well, currently I am recording new music, which is really, really exciting and also very scary. We've been in the studio recording some singles that we're releasing later on in the year, and I've got an announcement coming this week, which is really exciting. And then I've got a support locally, actually, for Wendy Matthews in Mornington, so on the 26th of this month. So that's going to be really fun. Yeah. She's amazing.
She's
amazing, and you're amazing. You saw her when then? 1971.
I'm
kidding.
I was in my diapers.
It just feels like Wendy Matthews, though, has always been there. She sort of transcends generations, a bit like Kate Sobrano and so on.
They are incredible. Yeah. I saw her at Falls Creek, actually, and it was great. Day of skiing and then coming and listening to Wendy Matthews. But so that's people can find out about that through Ticketek, is that right? Or how do they get tickets for this? Because I'm actually already going to be there. I've already got my ticket.
Ooh-hoo, how exciting. Well, I'll be there, so that's great.
Awesome.
That's
really
two. Yes, yep. Two.
Actually, I've got a friend's this week. It's going to be jam-packed.
I think it'll be sold out before you know it. It's one of those things, and I know that local people love to support and are very proud of local artists or artists with local kind of digs around here. So it's going to be a fantastic day.
No, it will be. It'll be standing room only. So how do they find out?
I have a website. Maybe that's probably the easiest thing. Okay. Because I'm not actually 100% sure, but my website's maxonofficial.com, M-A-X-O-N, official.com.
Your Instagram follow as well, because that's probably a really easy way of people just to go on and follow you right now.
Yeah.
That's right. Maxon Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah.
I think.
Got all of the stuff.
I guess the $1 million question for artists is, because I obviously work in the clinic with a lot of artists. My specialty, I guess, is right-brainers. And I talk a lot about the fact that you've got to lead with your right and follow through with your left. Mm. And, that's what you do, don't you? When you're feeling the riffs come through or you're feeling the melodies come through.
It's very true.
And then you've got to kind of put the notes to it, the structure to it. So it's always lead with your right and follow through with your left. But the challenge for right-brainers is that there is no path. It's not like it's a job where you say, okay, I work hard and then I get promoted. I work hard and then I get promoted and I get a performance appraisal and someone tells me what I'm doing right or what I'm doing wrong. So it really has to be your own, you have to be a trailblazer for yourself. And you have to have your own great sense of motivation, and that core drive, that burning desire. So it is a tough gig, isn't it?
It is a very, it is, yeah. Especially because you're so passionate about what you're doing and so passionate about the music that by the time you're ready to enter it into the world, it's just a very scary thought,
Oh, for sure.
How do you keep true to that? I'm curious about your daily sort of routines and must do's or not do's or whatever you want to call them, but how do you keep remembering?
I'm always singing, so I guess that's the reminder, is just like that's what you're meant to do, that's definitely the reminder for me. It's just like anything you can do that will get your voice heard is you just have to keep doing it.
So how do we support you? Because like I said, there is no bonus system. There is no constant salary. How can people around Australia, internationally, that love you, how do they support you so that you can keep singing?
Sharing the music would be probably the number one thing, It's one thing to listen to it and love it. And then, it's really amazing if people get out there and share it and spread the word.
And it's through download, isn't it, that they can support you as well?
There's everything. There's Spotify and all of those things now too, streaming, just sharing it on Facebook, things like that.
That helps you a little
bit. Oh, for
and
sure.
And obviously coming to your gigs.
Coming to shows is awesome because then I feel the love,
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's right.
But yeah.
That's right, we're actually there. That'll be me. I'll be going, hi.
It is pretty cool, though, in the world of social media these days that, yes, if people can't get to gigs, they can still, you know, like, share, post, exactly, whatever, send you a message, and then you know that their energy, I guess, is with you.
Is exactly.
And that then makes you, I guess, a better performer.
Oh, it does. Yeah, it really does. It definitely keeps you going. Yeah. Mm,
fantastic. Well, you know what? We are so, like we said, we're so proud of you. You know, we look forward to seeing, you know, where you're going. We'll be watching you all the way, and you deserve absolute success. You Thank really you. Do. And we're going to be there every step, you know, rooting you on.
Mm. And, I want, yeah, well, sure we'll be there, happen. But we won't be the backup singers because, as we found out before the show, it's probably only one singer in the room.
No. All right. So we're going to listen to the last song, which is I Can't Stay. Have a listen to this. So thank you. And we hope to maybe get you back on in a few months. Yeah. Okay. All right. Bye. How beautiful is that?
You know what I love, Nan? I love interviewing young women, or younger than me anyway. She's certainly, Maxon's not sort of your spring chicken, I know that. But she's an experienced young woman. But I just love people who are successful that, you know, really show their vulnerability and show their journey. And I guess this is what this show's all about, is really elevating the ordinary, what people do, into the extraordinary.
For sure. And you know what? We need this. I mean, that's what I love about the album when it's called It's New World. And and also one of the big songs in it that's done so well is Solid Gold. Mm. And I think that generation, you know, they are solid gold and they really do need to create a new world. Mm. We need some help. I don't know if we've done that great.
And
we
need to hear from amazingly passionate people. And I love Maxon and when she said, you know, it comes back to the music, it grounds her. You know, if you know your passion, then you're sort of 70% there. Yeah, and the rest of it's hard work.
And her music helps us mums as we're driving to school and back, like nearly going crazy. We put it on, it just calms us down.
Yeah, that and a bottle of wine. Oh, sorry, I didn't say. Did I say that out loud? No. But it is, it's amazing. And I think as a community, if we can support our local people, in particular our women who are trailblazing, as you said, a path for themselves, I'm going to really love watching her journey over the years. It'd be great.
As you say, you know, we're hearing the glass shatter all around the world at the moment.
My favourite sound is the glass shattering, it's just brilliant.
Is that. Yeah. Now, again, thank you so much for all your support for the show, Your Story Counts. We have you on next week.
We do.
It is your story.
Mm, that's really, that'll be interesting because I've spent most of my life thinking about other people's stories. So it's one thing to interview people, but it's another thing to be interviewed, I guess.
It's going to be a wonderful journey, and it obviously, you know, you've done incredible things already with your life, being a busy girl.
Yes.
So we're going to hear a little bit more about, I guess, you know, where you grew up, where you came to, you know, the fact that you got to your peak of your corporate career with CEO of, you know, Netball Victoria. But like I said, I feel like you're going some big places in the future. So we want to set that up for you.
Yeah, well, it'll be beautiful to share with you. And, you know, I love the power of sharing stories. So probably it's about my turn, I'd say.
Absolutely. I think it's mine the week after, which is even more fun.
Well, I'm really looking forward to that, turning the tables.
And it's so funny, isn't it? Because it's so easy to talk about other people's stories, but when it's your own, it's a little bit more daunting. Mm. Fantastic. Well, we're going to finish off with a little bit of Kate Sobrano, because we've been lucky enough that Kate is happy to support Your Story Counts. She's going to do an interview with me. And I was thinking about it just the other day before I contacted her, and it was really interesting that I was just sitting there remembering that wonderful song, which is Love Don't Live Here Anymore. Mm. And I must have been about 14, again, telling my age, it was in the 80s, when that song came out through Madonna. Mm. And it was a huge hit. But Madonna was a star, you know, she had a lot of backing, you know, behind her to create that song. But then when I listened to Kate Sobrano's version of it, you know, big brassy notes and
bold
strong, I thought, wow, you know, Kate would have been doing that on a shoestring. Mm. But she still absolutely smashed it. It's one of those wonderful ones that you can have a good cry to.
Loves the theme today, isn't it?
It is. So anyway, well, thank you, Lee, and thank you, Maxon, for coming on the show. And we will be seeing you all next week for Lee's story. 10 o'clock, we'll be starting next Tuesday.
See you then.